Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you live in Baltimore City, like clockwork every year, you get a little envelope in the mail that you open with a bit of trepidation. That letter, of course, is your notice to report for jury duty. And every year, you hopefully dutifully show up at the Clarence Mitchell Courthouse, where a standing sentinel on St. Paul Street is a 17-foot-high bronze statue of Cecilius Calvert. Sometimes he's decked out in a purple or orange scarf, depending on which sports season it happens to be and whether we're anywhere near making the postseason. If you look even moderately carefully at Cecil, as he was known, you'll notice that he's a total hunk. Chiseled cheekbones, flowing locks, perfect proportions, and all of that. In addition to being a hunk, he's also the Lord Baltimore who founded Maryland. And this got me thinking, was our founder really so good looking? And if not, how did he get to be immortalized that way? Here's the spoiler. Cecil might have been a handsome man, but the statue outside the Mitchell Courthouse looks a whole lot more like a Baltimore silent movie heartthrob named Francis X. Bushman than it does the English nobleman named Cecil Calvert. Before we get to the statue, let's make sure we're on the same page about Maryland's founder. It's a little tricky, but our founding was basically a tag team effort between Cecil and his father, Charles. Charles Calvert rose to prominence by helping the Earl of Salisbury, Robert Cecil, presumably his son's name stems from here, under King James I. Even though Charles was Catholic in a very Protestant court, he was smart and loyal, and he was rewarded with a colony he called Avalon in Newfoundland, Canada. Charles envisioned it as a safe haven for religious refugees, Catholic and Protestant. But when he visited, he found it dreadfully cold, too cold for his refugee colonists. But after years of work and a new king, Charles I, in 1632, George was granted the colony of Maryland that would have a better climate for his settlers. But luck was not totally on Charles' side. Just after he got the charter, he died at the age of 51. But the good king let the charter pass to his son, Cecil. And Cecil did come to Maryland and in a hands-on way helped get us started, including continuing his father's desire to create a place with freedom of worship. Fast forward to 1908, and a group called the Society of Colonial Wars in the State of Maryland wanted to honor Cecil for founding Maryland as what they called the first place in the English-speaking world with freedom of religion, and they wanted a statue. So they raised $5,000 and commissioned sculptor Albert Weinert, a pretty big deal artist in his day who also worked on the Library of Congress. Weinert was good, but he was not necessarily wedded to historical accuracy. In paintings, Cecil Calvert was kind of an average-looking man, not ideal for the founder of religious liberty. So Weinert turned to a Baltimorean who had been beefing up as a bodybuilder at the Maryland Athletic Club, Francis X. Bushman. Bushman, born in Baltimore, would go on to star in over 100 silent movies in the 1910s and 1920s. He was called the most handsome man alive, and the ladies would swoon at seeing him on the silver screen. If you want to see him at his best, check out the chariot race scene in the silent movie version of Ben-Hur. Wow. But back in 1908, Bushman was working as a small-time model for various sculptors in New York. Not having the real Lord Baltimore to pose for him, and maybe not happy sculpting his statue from paintings of a man of average build, our sculptor Weinert thought Bushman would more than do. So today, some 118 or so years later, we have Cecil Calvert, Baron Baltimore, downtown in front of our courthouse to honor our colony's founder for his role in separating religion from government in all of his bronze muscular glory. For more information on Cecil Calvert statue, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.